This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Cardiology, Nutrition, and Fitness channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Dr. Cynthia Thike, a board-certified Harvard-trained cardiologist and founder of Revitalize You, a wellness center focused on health, nutrition, fitness, and detoxification. Dr. Cynthia is the author of Your Vibrant Heart, Restoring Health, Strength, and Spirit for the Body's Core. Through her cardiology practice and wellness center, she has helped thousands of clients make transformational changes in their health by changing the way they think, act, and feel. Dr. Thike, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Great to be back.
Yeah, thank you. Good to talk to you again. So you have a new book coming out, I understand. Please tell us the specifics about that.
Yes, I have this wonderful book coming out next Tuesday, February 4th, 2014. The book is called Your Vibrant Heart, Restoring Health, Strength, and Spirit from the Body's Core. Now, the book is going to be available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, as well as any of the local bookstores. But your listeners can go to yourvibrantheart.com/launch after they purchase from Amazon, and they're going to receive literally hundreds of dollars worth of bonus gifts to accompany the purchase of this book. And there's been great support behind this book, contribution from such luminaries as Jack Canfield, Joe Rubino, Mary Morrissey, Peggy McCall, and so really excited about this.
And what is the main thrust of the book? What will your readers get from reading this book?
Well, when you look at the title, don't you just love it? Your Vibrant Heart. You know, it puts so much energy, so much love and intention into the title of this book. And when you hear these three words, your vibrant heart, you have a feel of excitement, but peace at the same time, of enlightenment and hope. And that's why I titled the book so. You know, I could have titled the book, How to Avoid, you know, Your Risk of Heart Disease, or Do You Know Your Risk Factors for Heart Disease, or even What Are the Steps to Obtain a Physically Healthy Heart? Because the book covers all of those topics. It covers the topics of a heart disease and what that's all about. It covers the risk factors for heart disease. We talked about hypertension, diabetes, high cholesterol, metabolic syndrome, and obesity. And then one of my favorite, the lies about smoking. You know, I also take the readers through proper nutrition, the benefits of juicing and blending, whole food medicine, whether to apply organic or not, and where you find your nutrients and minerals. The book goes into great depth on what the benefits of exercise and fitness is and detoxification, including, you know, using alkaline water or even the benefits of trampoline. But to me, beyond that, it shares with the readers what the secret is to move beyond just having a physically healthy heart to having a spiritually vibrant heart. And so it shares with the readers what the effect of love and laughter and joy, music, dance, light, spirit, and sound has on your heart. It shows the readers the importance of, you know, meditation and yoga and some of the ancient Eastern arts of Tai Chi and Qigong. And finally, it gets the readers back and connected to their spirit and their soul to guide them to find that inner spirit voice within them and help them to realize and recognize that, you know, the goodness in the universe really exists in them and expressed in and through them. And so, yeah, I'm excited about this book because it has such a wide breadth of information, and it truly will lead the readers to your vibrant heart.
Good stuff. And today we are with Dr. Cynthia Thike once again, the author of Your Vibrant Heart, Restoring Health, Strength, and Spirit for the Body's Core here on the Cardiology, Nutrition, and Fitness channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Thike, tell us a bit about yourself and what brought you to writing this book.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, there was a time in my life that I didn't have this vibrancy, you know, when I didn't have heart or life in me. I felt like I was sleepwalking through life, you know, sort of on automation. You know, I was highly efficient and highly effective, but extremely stressed. And truthfully, I drove myself through this state of physical illness, and I was emotionally drained. You know, the funny thing is that anyone who knew me at the time, if you asked them, they would say my life was perfect. And on the surface, it seemed that way. You know, I had a wonderful family, three beautiful children. I had two cardiology practices, the nutritional center, and this gorgeous home. But inside, I was, you know, feeling empty emotionally and probably a little spiritually dead. And you know, my therapist at that time, Kimberly McKeeley, bless her heart, said to me, "Cynthia, you're operating from the neck up. You're all in your head. You're not connected." And, oh, my gosh, she was so true. And her words really struck me. It hit me sort of like a lightning bolt. And it made me realize that, you know, I had lost that light and that spirit in me. I lost sight of my Buddhist background and the teachings from there. I'd forgotten how to really be centered and present in the moment. You know, and the other person that I really want to honor is my mentor, Mary Morrissey. You know, she's such a shining light and a visionary, and she's really a shepherd to your dreams. And it's really with her guidance that in these 2 short years, I've been able to really completely transform my life, conform my health, my practice of cardiology. I've been able to so more deeply connect with my patients. And in the process, you know, bring happiness and tranquility and peace into my life. And that's why I wrote this book. It's really to share with people, no matter where you are, no matter what aspect of life you're in, what phase of life you're in, that there is a way to and through this to get to your vibrant heart and to get to your vibrant life.
And I understand that you have a vibrant heart movement, and I understand also you have a grand vision for this movement. Tell us about it, and what are your goals and intentions here?
Yes. You can tell that I have so much passion in sharing this gift of life, you know, this gift of health, and it really comes as a gift from my heart. And I was thinking, you know, like the Susan Coleman's Foundation, you know, has done so much for breast cancer. And meanwhile, you know, we have the American Heart Association, the Go Red for Women campaign, and while those have been very successful at raising awareness, the heart movement had just not gotten the same level of enthusiasm and support for heart disease as in our country. And I didn't realize that, you know, the difference is that cancer is so emotionally charged. It seems like a death sentence, especially when it affects our young moms. But yet, you know, heart disease is the number one killer among men and women. It kills one out of four from heart disease compared to 1 out of 30 from breast cancer. And I came to realize that while it's important for patients or people to know about these statistics, quite honestly, that is not what I'm about. I don't want to have people running away scared of the disease, but I want them to run towards a light. And for me, that light is having a life of vibrancy, of energy, of life and spirit, you know, really moving towards your vibrant heart. Now, I'll tell you, this movement, up to date, and the book hasn't even come out, we have nearly 2,000 books that have, you know, either been donated or gifted to people, and the reach is enormous. I mean, it will actually reach 18 countries and over 40 states to date. In terms of the book being given out. And so to me, there's such a groundswell of this movement that's underway, and I'm so, so excited about it.
Well, how about telling our listeners before you go where they can get more information and also to be in potential contact with you as well?
Yeah, they can get in contact with me through my website, which is www.drcynthia.com. Or from the book's website, www.yourvibrantheart.com. And so they can reach out to me through those, both of those channels. Email me at info@drcynthia.com. I really want to invite people to purchase the book, use it for themselves, share it with their loved ones, and really get involved in this Vibrant Heart movement. It's a movement to really bring vibrancy into the life of people, to have people move towards the enthusiasm of life itself.
And in conclusion, any parting comments or tips for the listeners?
Well, you know, yes, There is. I like to share this with people. You know, I have these six simple practices for warding off heart disease, and they're really this. Number one, live in gratitude. You know, be thankful for what you have. Appreciate the good and the bad in your life, because each has the power to transform you for the better. Number two, laugh a little. You know, everyone knows that laughter makes you feel good and puts you in high spirit, but laughter also has physiologic responses that actually will cellularize within the body and protect your body from disease and allow the vital organs to repair yourself. Then you want to love yourself and love others. You know, love is such an intensely charged emotional feeling, and it is so important. But self-love is just as important as loving others, because if you don't have self-love, then you cannot care for yourself. You want to fill your life with joy. Joy is about inspiration and passion and motivation. And joy is what allows you to set goals for yourself and be able to achieve those things, but yet take the time to do the little things that you enjoy. And then you want to connect with your inner self. Practices such as meditation and yoga really sets your mind in the right state of mind and connects you to that inner guide within you that is really your best friend. And last for me is appreciate the moment. Appreciate the quality and the value and the significance of every little thing in your life and recognize just really the full value of that life and all that life has to offer. You know, nourish yourself with appreciation by being mindful and present in that moment, and allow nature and your surroundings to just really fill your entire being. To me, every moment is so precious, and so I want people to really savor that. And with that, honestly, you will move towards a vibrant heart.
Well, Dr. Cynthia, certainly appreciate your joining us today and being with us once again here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric, very much.
You're welcome. We've been speaking with, once again, Dr. Cynthia Thike, a board-certified Harvard-trained cardiologist and founder of Revitalize You Wellness Center, as well as the author of Your Vibrant Heart, Restoring Health, Strength, and Spirit for the Body's Core. Through her cardiology practice and wellness center, she has helped thousands of clients make transformational changes in their health by changing the way they think, act, and feel. And the websites of reference, once again, is drcynthia.com, as well as Your Vibrant Heart.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Cardiology, Nutrition, and Fitness channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.